And let's now reflect on the opening matches in this season's IPL. Chetan, we've got Chennai and Rajasthan, I should say, leading the way at this admittedly very early stage. We've seen some very close finishes, some very dramatic games. But what have you made of the opening few exchanges, if you like?
Well, I think the teams are just trying to get off the blocks, really. I mean, they're trying to win their initial matches. It's, you know, it's always, yes, it's interesting to see that, you know, different players playing under the same banner, everything. But, you know, it takes a lot to get momentum going, to get things going and the plans working and executing in the manner or in the way they want. It has to be remembered, none of these players play together. I mean, it's always a mix and match of different players from different nationalities, different conditions coming together. So I think the first few games have been about getting that early momentum. In that sense, if you look at it, Kolkata Knight Riders had a couple of games at home. They beat Mumbai Indians, but they lost to Royal Challengers Bangalore. Royal Challengers Bangalore will be very happy that they got an away win, an important win. Eden Gardens, not the easiest of places to go and, you know, win against three spinners. Chris Gayle, you know, coming to form early in the tournament. And like I said, Royal Challengers Bangalore looking a bit more streamlined, a bit more balanced. So they'll be happy. Chennai Super Kings, obviously always the happy team, always perennial favourites. But you can say that in both their games against Delhi Daredevils, was a last over victory, and against Sunrisers Hyderabad, I mean, yes, they were not troubled in their chase after scoring 200-plus with Brendan McCollum getting 100. But Chennai Super Kings, you can say that it's not been a smooth couple of games for them. They're stuttering, stopping. And they finally look, you know, trying to gel together. They're trying to get that momentum going, Chennai Super Kings. And even then, they've been able to notch up two victories in two matches. Same for Rajasthan Royals. I think they will be very, very happy with the way they won the first game against Kings 11 Punjab, you know, restricting them after scoring 160-odd runs. And today's match at the Kotla against Delhi Daredevils, another last-over finish. Quite a finish, that one. I think the third close finish in this tournament already. Heartbreak for Delhi Devils, obviously, because, you know, they have two last-over finishes in two matches. They are on a losing spree. They lost so many games last season. They have, again, got off to a poor start. But I think they are themselves to blame. With, you know, they haven't sorted out their batting order. Yuvraj Singh has to bat at number three. I do not understand why he's not batting at number three. If he can, you know, bat out 10 overs for you, he's surely going to win you games, whether the team is batting first or they are chasing a target. So Delhi Daredevils really need to get their act right. And I think that leaves us with Kings 11 Punjab and Mumbai Indians. Punjab, they fought back today, beat the Mumbai Indians. Mumbai Indians have lost both their games. They have the best staff available to them, the best talent available to them, but it's not gelling, it's not coming together. I think they are the perfect example of too many cooks spoiling the broth, and it might be a bit of an interesting battle between Delhi and early interesting battle between Delhi and Mumbai as to who takes the wooden spoon this time around.
An early call there, Chetan, a brave one. Let's just go into a little bit more detail some of the themes you've picked up already there. A couple of the early games with Delhi falling short by one run against Chennai and Kings 11 losing to the Rajasthan Royals. Common theme there seemed to be both of those sides chasing, not huge totals, but hiding maybe is not the right word, but some of their better batsmen coming in far too late. What did you make of that?
Absolutely. I think when teams buy impact players, somebody like a Yuvraj Singh for 16 crores, or you have somebody like a Glenn Maxwell in your side, they, especially in a high run chase, or, you know, they should have a set batting order. Somebody like Glenn Maxwell, okay, fine. He doesn't really defend. He just goes for the jugular from ball one. So, you know, he can bat a 3, 4, 5, even number 6. I mean, you know what you're going to get when he bats. But somebody like Yuvraj Singh, you just want to go up. You want him to come to the crease, settle down, you know, get 20 runs of 15 deliveries. And then the next 20, 25 deliveries he faces, then he can really go after the bowling. So that's what I'm saying. So if Delhi get a platform and somebody like Yuvraj Singh bats out, say, the second half of the innings, Delhi Daredevils will really get high scores. And you know, they got a high score today as well, 180-odd runs. You're not going to always lose these matches. I mean, today also they just lost it at the last ball. So, you know, these things happen, but they're not always going to happen. You're not always going to lose matches where you just score 180-odd runs. So, I think teams really need to recognize who their impact players are and identify the positions where they can actually make those impact, and especially somebody like Delhi Daredevils.
And almost as if to prove the point, we saw those fantastic innings from Brendan McCullum for Chennai and then Chris Gayle for the Royal Challengers Bangalore the very next day. Sparkling innings, weren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, these are two ballistic batsmen, one of the two of the most belligerent batsmen in world cricket at the moment. And, you know, it's just the second game for the Chennai Super Kings that McCullum got 100 and Chris Gayle almost got 190-odd in the very first game of the season. So, bodes well for both their teams. Chennai Super Kings have got a top heavy batting order, but they've also got a bit of a balance in the middle with Dhoni and Dwayne Bravo settling in. Obviously, they have a decent Indian bowlers, primarily Indian bowlers based bowling attack. Royal Challengers Bangalore, like I said, very very streamlined, much more balanced. Darren Sammy in the middle, Virat Kohli, AB de Villiers, Dinesh Karthik, a couple of youngsters thrown in. Their bowling will look much stronger once Mitchell Starc comes back from injury. So they're looking very, very streamlined, very, very attacking. And, you know, with teams like this, when you have revisited your strategy and you get a victory like that, especially with somebody like Chris Gayle firing in the very first game, it really boosts your confidence. So I think Royal Challengers Bangalore will really be a team to beat in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I think going to Kolkata and winning away from home like that, that certainly to me sent out a pretty big statement as well. Let's talk about the Rajasthan Royals, because when you were talking about the auction, you said they didn't really spend an awful lot of money. They don't traditionally spend a lot of money on big stars. They seem to have this brilliant scouting program. They find Indian players who the rest, people like me, maybe haven't heard of before the tournament, and they just seem to have this brilliant team spirit. And again, they prevailed in a tight finish to defeat Delhi today and obviously sit at the top of the moment. Just talk about how well they've done so far.
Well, they've won both their games, and, you know, to be honest, they've won both their games away from home. I mean, Pune is not really a home ground for Kings XI Punjab, but they're looking at that as a catchment area, and they're playing some of their games away from Mohali in Pune. So, but Rajasthan Royals are not even playing at home. They're not playing in Jaipur. They're playing in Ahmedabad. But to go to Pune and win the matches and then come to Delhi and win the match this early in the season, I mean, they're a team, like you said, they do not have the biggest of stars. I mean, they do have somebody like Rahane and Steve Smith and, you know, Stuart Binney and James Faulkner, Tim Southee, Shane Watson. You know, they do have a pretty decent sprinkling of foreigners. But, you know, these are not your quintessential you know, T20 megastars like a McCullum or a Gayle or Sunil Narine for that matter, or Lasith Malinga or Kieran Pollard. These are not your quintessential T20 superstars who explode on the scene. You know, they have to gel as a team. They have to work as a unit. And, you know, that's what they do. They have a core of senior players. They have a core of players who've played international cricket. And they also have a group of youngsters who are very, very keen to impress, who are given their backing, who are mentored by somebody like Rahul Dravid, who has immense experience in all formats of the game. So, yeah, I mean, and today also, look, you have somebody like Deepak Hooda, who just comes in, you know, he bowls 4 overs for just 20 runs. Obviously, doesn't take wickets, but, you know, just 4 overs for just 20 runs, that's 5 runs and over. That's a brilliant economy for T20 cricket, especially when you consider that Delhi scored 180-odd runs. And then, you know, he comes up and scores 54 runs of just 25 balls like nobody's business. So, you know, 2 wins, you know, this is a team that could really struggle to get its things together, you know, to some of all its parts together. They could struggle, or they could really gel well, and, you know, they could go on a spree. And they've started really well, you know, 4 points from 2 games. I think the pressure is already off on this team.
And Mumbai, both of their games so far, they lost early wickets, 3 wickets in the first game against Kolkata, and they were in all sorts of trouble against Kings XI Punjab earlier. It seems pretty clear that they need to sort that top order batting out, don't they?
I think they've got their batting a little bit sorted. I think they really need to sort out their middle order. You know, I mean, today it was not really because of their batting order. It was more because Kings XI Punjab really bowled well. But I think they've got their top order settled. They have Rohit Sharma, Aaron Finch. Aditya Tare, I'm not sure if he's your number three batsman, especially if you lose Rohit Sharma and Finch early. So you need somebody like a Lendl Simmons. Maybe they really need to revisit their theory of playing Kieran Pollard in all games, yes. But I don't remember the last time Kieran Pollard impressed in a T20 match or an IPL match for Mumbai Indians. It's been a long, long very long time. I mean, or you really need to send him at number three, where he can, you know, people think that he's just going to go bang bang from ball one. He's not that sort of a player. He has to get his eye in. Most of the players, they have to get their eye in. Somebody like a Brendan McCullum is the only one who just goes bang bang, or Glenn Maxwell, you know. So even Chris Gayle is nowadays looking to settle down and then play the big shot. So, yes, like I said, I mean, you know, Mumbai Indians do have the talent. They have Corey Anderson, Rayudu, Finch, Rohit Sharma, Pollard, Harbhajan Singh. I mean, they have the players available to them. It's just that they have just too many inputs. They have Sachin Tendulkar for inputs, Ricky Ponting for input, Jonty Rhodes for inputs. They have Anil Kumble for inputs. They have just so many players, ex-players, giving their inputs. I mean, like I said, it's, you know, probably just too many plans, too many executions. They just look a very confused lot out in the middle. And unless they sort it out, if it's going to be the case, they're going to end up with nothing this year if they don't really sort it out as soon as possible.
And what about your team, Chetan Delhi? I mean, they are looking like they're getting close to that elusive win. They look like they've got a lot more balanced squad to me this year, but they need to get one on the board, don't they, both Delhi and Mumbai, because they can get left behind.
Absolutely. I think, like I mentioned, you know, Chennai was stuttering and stopping, and they managed to win both their games. It's been the opposite for Delhi. They've been stuttering and stopping. They've got a more balanced attack, balanced squad, but they've just ended up losing both their matches. What they need to do is really need to sort out the batting order. You know, JP Dumini at 4, Yuvraj Singh at number 3, irrespective of the conditions, irrespective of whether you're chasing or batting first. Yuvraj, for me, has to bat at number 3 for Delhi to succeed. That's pure and simple. Then you can have JP Dumini, Angelo Matthews, and obviously Imran Tahir to bowl. And, you know, once Albie Mokel comes back, you want to see how you want to fit him in the 11 as well. But for me, Yuvraj has to bat at 3. They are gelling. They're trying to gel. They're trying to get their plans executed right. I don't think a victory is far away from Delhi. I think they're doing things right, or they're starting to do things right. And one of these days, I think they should get a victory.
Okay, Chen, just to finish, maybe a few sort of quick-fire questions. Two or three young players that really caught your eye this week.
Well, it's a little early, I think, but Anurit Singh did well for Kings 11 Punjab in the first game against Rajasthan Royals. I think Deepak Hooda did pretty well today with his half century. And Shreyas Iyer, I mean, I was in Australia when he was garnering all the accolades in the Ranji Trophy. So today, I actually got to see him bat for the first time, and I was pretty impressed with his talent and obviously the timing of his shots. So yeah, I think these three players have really stood out. But like, you know, 6 more weeks of tournament to go, I think we'll be talking about plenty of other names.
I think we'll give McCullum and Gayle joint top batsman performance so far. What about top bowling performance so far for you?
Well, the top bowling performance, I would say, was Imran Tahir. I think today with the 4 wickets, I think he did well because, you know, Delhi need wickets. Delhi need somebody to stand up and perform for themselves. And I think he was one of the bowlers, stand-up bowlers of this week. And he's had a fantastic World Cup. Since we discussed the World Cup earlier, I think he's had a fantastic World Cup, and he's just continuing his form from that. So I think he'll be one to watch, not only from Delhi's point of view, but from an overall point of view.
And last one match this week, perhaps, that you're really looking forward to?
Well, there are quite a few interesting encounters, but we have, you know, just 2 days from now, we have Kolkata Knight Riders taking on Kings 11 Punjab in Pune. I think that'll be an interesting one to watch. Kolkata Knight Riders going away from their home ground for the first time. I think that'll be an interesting one.